Right now, we're going to see if we can help Bill. Bill has a little issue on rust, a lot of rust problems, a lot of column problems are very, very obvious during this time of the year. Bill, welcome to the show, and how can we help you?
Oh, hey, Danny. We remodeled a house and replaced a lot of our posts and built a new porch out. And, of course, they had to upgrade with those supports mm-hmm. at the bottom, and mm-hmm. they anchored them in the concrete, and the tabs that come over to the side and nailed to the post themselves was rusted out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how you can replace that or do something with it and still be within code.
Okay. Well, I tell you, it's going to be a tough one because the key strength to the U-shaped type of post supports like this, post anchors, is directly under the post. That's where it screws down to the slab. And if there's any rust in that area, certainly that needs to be redone. None of that's really a hard problem. It's just getting to those fasteners. And Joe, I know Bill sent us these pictures. I just don't know any magic way here other than to carefully remove those posts. But I have jacked those posts up with a little bottle jack to get the pressure off of it. And I've actually done it where you swing it out just a little bit, about a foot or so, put the new saddle in right on the slab, and then swing it back without having to disassemble the whole thing. But you got to be lucky to make that happen.
Lucky, and that's a lot of work. Bill, I'm going to suggest something to try that will be a lot less work. First of all, as Danny said, thanks for sending these photographs, because it would be almost impossible to figure out a solution. And the reason these are rotting or rusting so badly is, they're just nailed to the side of the post, and as rain sheets down that post, it's hitting the top of that post anchor, and it's just rusting. And that second photograph you sent, I mean, it rusted right off the post. There's really nothing there. So,
yeah.
So being able to remove what's there will be easy, and that's good. Now, the only thing I could suggest would be the easiest thing without moving the post, without doing any extensive reconstruction of this porch, is Simpson Strong Tie, manufacturer of all these kinds of anchors and post anchors and joist hangers, that kind of thing. They make a product specifically designed for your situation, and it's called the Retrofit Post Base. And it's made exactly for this reason, that you can't always lift up the post. Okay. So if you go to SimpsonStrongTie.com, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. And it's essentially, you'll need two or four, depending on the size of the post. And these just screw to the corner of the post and then have flanges that come out, like little floor flanges that go flat against the, in this case, the patio. And then you can screw it down that way. All right. They're made of 12-gauge galvanized metal. They'll resist rusting for a very long time. So that's what I would suggest.
Well,
try those.
I don't know about that. I live in salt air down here in Fairhope, Alabama.
Yeah.
And they're galvanized to start with.
Right. And, well, the good thing about these retrofit post bays, Bill, if they start to rust, you just unscrew them and put in another one. I mean, they're not going to rust within a year.
Oh, okay.
You're right, because they don't go under the post; they just get screwed right to it. The number is RPBZ. So it's like retrofit post RPBZ.
RPBZ.
BZ.
The other thing I've done a lot in these kind of situations that you might consider is actually putting a piece of wood around the base of that column. I know your handrails tie into that, but a lot of times I'll put what looks like a little baseboard that would be 1x6, and then you have to kind of take your saw and kind of hone out the back side of it just a bit so that it fits over that. But it basically, makes it look a little better because it trims it out
more than
seeing the metal, but also covers that from the elements. Something else to consider there, Bill. And I hope we've been able to help you there. Another great suggestion from my buddy Joe Truini on that retrofit scenario. So great one, Joe. That's a good way to go.
Thanks.